Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Welcome back from your long weekend. This part of the program is brought to you by Mazda. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we have Guns N' Roses tickets.
Yeah.
So funny.
It's not that funny. They were excellent. I'm telling you, their show at AT&T was so good. I would go again. I'd go again for sure.
Matt Sorum was hanging out with Mike Durant in that area that we were all hanging out.
When I first walked into that culinary stage area, he was on the stage making some kind of meal.
Matt Sorum of formerly of Guns N' Roses.
And isn't he still with the Cult?
No, he's not the drummer on this tour. He did drum with the Cult, you're right.
He was he's an old dude now, as everyone is.
We all are.
There were a lot of bands that we went and saw that were just like, and then we looked up like Tom Petty. Tom Petty, by the way, sounded absolutely amazing. Like, he was
so cool.
GD good. I was like, how old is he now? I think he's 66.
An article I saw, because everything was Bottle Rock. Mm. You know, if you were there, of course, you were living it and
right.
posting. And yeah. if you weren't there, you were watching it on Instagram.
I felt jealous.
Of course. It was excellent. It looked great. But one of the things I saw, and I just felt, I don't know if I felt old or ashamed for the young people, but the article said, here's Tom Petty, like a Hall of Fame musician from, and he's, and 5,000 people show up to do this headphone disco thing instead of seeing Tom Petty.
Silent disco.
The silent disco.
Right.
At the same time, 5,000, there was a line to get into the silent disco
right.
while Tom Petty was playing.
Don't worry, there were 20,000 people crammed in front of his stage. He didn't miss them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't worry. It wasn't like there was room. You couldn't get anywhere. I was like, just trying to get, and you wind up just watching the big screens because,
sure.
I swear to God, that stage, the first person I saw right when we got there, Michael Franti was on stage, and you can't see him. Like, we were standing
and
up.
He's 6'6".
He's 150 feet tall. But so, I mean, the stage is just, it's so huge. And he's just this little dot down the bottom. And there's all this, you know, junk on the stage for the other bands and stuff. He was a tiny dot. So you wind up just watching the giant screens.
Oh, I was going to say, if they didn't have the screens, then that's criminal.
You only can see this. And he's walking, he's going all through the audience.
Yeah.
You know, you can't tell where he is.
Outside Lands is like that, though. I mean, if you watch the stage, whatever band you're watching, you really only see, you know, but those huge screens.
They're great. You need them.
And yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And everywhere you go, too, like in all the backstage areas and all the, you know, all the culinary areas, they have these huge TVs and they're showing what's happening on the main stage the whole time. So you can watch the show from really anywhere.
At Outside Lands, I took a picture of the screen of Gary Clark Jr.
Like, oh, there
that,
you go.
You can't. I couldn't get him.
You're never going to see
I
him.
I had to get right. him on the screen in order to see him. But that's, here's me watching Gary Clark Jr.
Right.
That's okay, though. It's, you know, those festivals are so big. And one of the cool things about them is just, I mean, and you said it. You're all over roaming and enjoying, taking in the different sights. And then the next thing you know, you're at the Williams-Sonoma tent drinking free drinks.
Right, exactly. So 8 o'clock, Guns N' Roses tickets. That's
you should
the circle
go, everyone.
That we had.
They're good.
They're actually going on sale this Saturday, 10 a.m. at Live Nation. But we have a pair at 8:05. The 2017 Mazda 3 named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and
Dublin.
Greg Allman died.
Yeah.
I think, mm-hmm. when was it? Saturday? Oh, yeah, there it is. That's sort of, you know, you get the little alert and you're just like, oh.
He's had health problems for a long time.
He has. He even had a new liver, and that's what got him.
Well, I believe the story goes he got Hep C here in San Francisco getting a tattoo.
Ooh.
In fact, he said, the place I went to get this tattoo, they had the needles just sitting in a bucket of blood.
Jesus, really?
That's the story that he's told. That doesn't necessarily mean that's where he got it. But
Right.
You know,
that's a bad story.
It is
man.
A bad sign.
So make sure that the needle's not in a bucket of blood.
Tattooing has come a long way.
Mm-hmm. 408 says, Sarah won't eat a whole Costco hot dog, but she'll make a special drive to IKEA just for the meatballs. I would eat the whole hot dog, but I can't, you know, they're freaking enormous.
Oh, people were saying it's the Polish dogs that we were trying to describe.
Oh, the Polish dogs?
Yeah.
It's just a weird statement to make. It's a hot dog all the whole time.
It's just like, well, you know, yeah, it never stops being that. And then you're just taking these huge bites of this. The thing is this long and this fat. It's like the biggest hot dog that you could possibly.
I got it. Here's.
Yes.
Next time, because they put those at the exit, just keep walking right by.
Yeah, no, I
don't even get
most
one.
Most of the time I do, but if I'm going to have one, I'll just split it with John. Because you just can't, I don't know. You eat the whole thing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I get done at the checkout, the last thing I'm going to do is stop there.
Oh, no, just put your thing off on the side with all the everybody else's cart.
It's time to go. I got other stuff to do. We've been in Costco the whole time. Speaking of things the whole time, we've been in Costco fighting the lines of people snacking.
I love the whole Costco experience. Unless I need something specific. And then I feel like I get thwarted. But I just go with John. He's doing the shopping and I'm just wandering around looking at books, checking out what clothing is there.
It's fun for you.
Looking at paper shredders, snacking on the little items they've got. Anyway, Greg Allman died.
Right.
Let's get serious. Sorry, I'm a little all over the place today. He died Saturday at the age of 69. His manager is saying he died of complications from liver cancer. But he's been having various health problems over the past few years. He actually got a new liver in 2010. And then they say here the cancer came back 5 years ago. So does that mean he's just been battling it with this new one and that he had some other cancer? Or, well, whatever. He canceled tour dates last year because he was under the doctor's care due to, quote, serious health issues. And then in March, he canceled the rest of his tour. A statement on his website says he considered being on the road playing music with his brothers and solo band for his beloved fans. Essential medicine for his soul. Playing music lifted him up and kept him going during the toughest of times. Greg and his brother, Dwayne Allman, founded the Allman Brothers Band in 69. Dwayne was killed 2 years later in a motorcycle accident. The band broke up a few times over the years and had kind of a revolving door, but the lineups almost always featured like the same main dudes. Dickie Betts on guitar, Butch Trucks, who committed suicide just last year.
Yeah.
Or maybe 2 years ago on drums. And J-Mo, I don't know this guy, J-Mo Johansson.
I don't either.
J-A-I-M-O-E Johansson. I guess one of them would be the drummer.
Hmm.
Butch was also 69 when he committed suicide.
One of the neat stories, it's like so family. Dwayne and, Greg, both were guitar players, but Dwayne was so much better that in order for them to start a band together, Greg had to learn to sing. And he was like, man, I have to learn to sing. And he said he would listen back to himself and he was just awful. Like, he had to teach himself to sing.
Funny.
Because that wasn't his natural.
That's funny because I actually really love his voice and I always considered it like sort of a, you know, rough edge blues, that southern rock.
Right.
I like him. That's funny that that wasn't his first choice.
They both were guitar players, but Dwayne took to it better.
Mm-hmm. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Allman Brothers were, in 1995, and his last performance was last October. He did finish his album. It's coming out in September. This is going to be, obviously, his final album. He admitted in his memoir that he spent years overindulging in women, drugs, and alcohol before getting sober in the mid-90s. He was married multiple times, including...
famously.
Short-lived marriage to Cher. I did not know this. And I'm hoping that you were able to find it. They actually put out an album together called Allman and Woman in 1977. Allman and Woman. Cher.
They have a kid together, though, don't
Elijah
they?
Elijah Blue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You never hear about that kid.
You only ever hear about
Chaz.
Chaz. Yeah. I actually feel like I might have heard this.
I don't like it.
It has a familiar sound to it, but maybe it's just, what was
it's
that?
Got that 70s soft rock,
it does.
You know, like disco edge thing going on.
Yeah.
Come on,
do
me.
I like it.
Yeah.
You do not.
I do. Brings me back.
Yeah, well, that was their band's name was Almond and Woman.
Weird.
Very. Yesterday, Cher tweeted a broken heart emoji and said, I've tried. Words are impossible.
Yeah.
And even though Greg and Dickie Betts apparently didn't always get along, Dickie said they had made up. He said, it's too soon to properly process this. I'm so glad I was able to have a couple good talks with him before he passed. In fact, I was about to call him to check and see how he was when I got the call. It's a very sad thing. So rest in peace, Greg Allman. It's been a tough couple years here. All our people are rocking, dropping like flies. Sucks. It's like just as you just sort of like recovering from one thing and then bam,
somebody else. Generational thing. I mean, and rock star life ain't easy.
No, if they make it to 70, it's like you won, dude. This dying at 69 or God, even some of the people in their 50s. Was Bowie also 69?
I can't remember, actually.
Feels like everybody's 69 when they die now. I mean, except for Prince. And how old was Prince?
54? 52? He was young.
Is that it? 54?
I thought so.
Yeah, he was pretty young.
Jesus.
Because he was a
69,
super...
69, yeah. Bowie, 69.
He was a superstar as a teenager.
Right.
I thought, anyway. Or that first album, he was pretty young.
He was really young. I always think of him as being older, though.
Prince
really?
Was 57.
Oh. All right.
This isn't karma. I don't know what it is. Bill Cosby, as you may have heard, allegedly drugged a ton of women and had his way with them. And so his sexual assault trial date is coming up, and he is reportedly paranoid that someone will try to poison him by slipping something in his food or drink. I guess because that's his MO. He worries that other people will do it to him. It's so bad that he apparently won't stay at a hotel during pretrial hearings in Pittsburgh. He and his wife went back and forth from Philadelphia every day on a private jet. And he would bring his own meals and water bottles from home. A source says him and his wife, are afraid if he stayed at a hotel, someone will find a way to poison him, put something in his food. He's blind, so that makes him even more vulnerable to being poisoned or to having someone sneak into his room. This is the source talking. And Bill is also very upset that Hollywood has turned its back on him.
Oh, really?
Yes. Especially comics that he helped early in their careers. Yeah, that's the thing. When you get accused of... is it like 40 women have come forward saying,
yeah,
this happened to
me? You got to hear Chappelle tell the story because he really does a great job.
Chappelle's
with it.
One of the people he calls out by name. Like, why doesn't that guy support me?
The guy said, Chappelle is saying he's, you know, as a dozen women, he's like, well, I don't know, you know, I'm not sure. Bill Cosby. And then as it's 40 women, he's like, and he I don't want to give away all the lines. I can't do them like him anyway, but he's something like, It's like chocolate ice cream did bad things. You're like, but I love chocolate ice cream. He's telling this story, just how he's heartbroken that his hero is someone he cannot. You can't.
No.
It
taints everything. It's even like, you know, sometimes people do something awful and you're still like, well, you know, hate the artist, not the art, you know, whatever. This guy is like, no, I can't watch him ever again or hear any jokes without this being just like, ugh, all over it. Ugh.
It's weird how quiet it's been, too. The trial, like, as they sat a jury and everything, we didn't really report it.
No. Well, I've stayed off it anyway. I find it heartbreaking. So I read this and went, you got to be kidding me. That's his fear. Dude, you're the guy who does that. Don't worry about it. No one else is slipping crap in people's drinks. I mean, not in the general public.
Vinny, wasn't there a story last week? Some bar back east or somewhere had to stop selling their drink because the drink was called Bill Cosby or something. They were serving, you know, obviously making fun of the situation.
Hilarious.
But something happened. And they had to stop
serving that
particular drink.
I didn't see that story, but that is not hilarious. Yeah. What were you going to say, Hooman?
Oh, it's 59. 59 women.
59 women.
Holy. I thought, I was like, I might be going high with this 40 number.
There's a whole wiki page for it.
There is.
It's called Bill Cosby's Sexual Assault Allegations. The whole wiki page about it.
He must be going broke with all these women and...
He's still taking private jets.
Well,
back and forth.
He made a mountain of money during those NBC years.
Sure, and it's still on every day, The Cosby Show. I can't even watch it anymore.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I really would have thought that would just be.
You would think, but I guess people are still watching it. The internet says he's worth $400 million currently.
Mm. So much money. The drink that Yuzette was talking about.
Called?
It's called the Pill Cosby. And it's like a red it's a red drink with a lime, but it's got like these four like pills floating on top.
Oh my gosh!
What are they?
Looks like
mini
candy or something, huh?
Yeah, it looks like a candy, like but you know they're red and white, so they look like you know could
pills.
Be a Tylenol or I mean who knows? It's not funny.
Oh God,
really.
I know it's not funny actually.
Come on,
it's funny because someone. It's not funny, it's Patricia.
I was reading an article yesterday that someone was watching Bill Cosby. He's like an eye surgeon or eye doctor, and Bill carries his cane and, you know, holds on to people when he's going to court and when people are watching him. But he was walking and, you know, carrying his cane like this, didn't even have it down on the ground, and got into his town car with no problem, opens up the door and no problem.
Huh.
So I guess he's like that when...
When he needs to be.
Yes.
The public persona is a little different.
Mm.
Well, look, I mean, you know, the lawyer's probably saying, play up the part where you're gimpy.
Any sympathy you can get, dude.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's make you look as pathetic as possible. Anyway, he's bummed that Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence, Chris Rock, and Dave Chappelle, guys he paved the way for and helped early in their careers, have turned their back. Well, it's because you raped all those ladies, Bill. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
How'd it do? Mm-hmm.
It did great. It didn't break any... It did better than the first one did on its opening weekend. It didn't break any records or anything.
I'm surprised that people would have seen a movie this weekend. It was so nice and to be outside. I mean,
I
maybe just because we've had so much rain that the last like, place
right.
I was outside in the sun, man. The last place I was going to be was sitting in the house.
I can't remember the last time I went to a movie. Anyway, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales won the Memorial Day box office, $77 million over the four-day weekend. Not as good as Disney was hoping for, but still great. It made over $200 million overseas, too,
oh, wow.
So it's already surpassed its $230 million budget. It's the worst opening weekend for a Pirates movie since the first movie, Curse of the Black Pearl. That only made $46 million back in 2003. And they say if you only count the Friday to Sunday, the normal weekend take, it's about $62 million. Baywatch got pretty much crushed.
What'd it get?
Well,
terrible. F. I gave it an F.
It came in third for the weekend.
How much?
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 made $25 million for second place, and Baywatch made $23 million, which is, you know.
That's decent.
That's all right.
One of our friends, it's so funny, one of our friends was over. She went running with the missus, and then when they got back, she said, oh, I'm going to go see a movie with a friend. I was like, oh, what are you going to see? My friend wants to see Baywatch. And I just looked at her like, your friend on a sunny, beautiful, wants to go watch Baywatch. It's got to be funny, right? It's got to.
That's what they were saying.
Right. It's got to.
I feel like it has
Did
to.
You Did you get her? A review?
No. I just
text
laughed
find
as
out.
They
yeah,
took off.
She's like, oh my God, I would have been rather doing anything else.
Hey, this week, everyone, we're going to be reviewing Wonder Woman.
Oh, and Hooman put the full court press on John last night. My husband, John, and John is going to do it with him.
Definitely.
That's what they
You're
agreed on last night.
You're not going to make
him
do something?
Dude, listen, I got nothing to do with what he does after 7 p.m. I'm not a part of that equation. But, man, Hooman just putting the screws to him. Like, come on, can you commit? I want you to do one every week for a month.
Every week for a month?
I know. Well, I guess Bryn's getting real lazy. You know, that's
just,
what
he's busy with the house.
Yeah, I just
he's
got things
with
to
the
do.
House.
So.
Busy.
I love
house,
the movie
house.
Reviews and stuff like that. It's just, you know, late nights.
Yeah, it's hard to come back to the city.
Yeah. Uh-huh. 11 a.m. movie, though, anytime, Hooman.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'll do those.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can get, yeah. The whole morning show can come to that.
Well, I might be busy.
Depends on what the movie is for me.
Yeah. Boy, he's all over you, though, Bryn.
What?
Sounds like he's all over your husband, really.
No, he was, you know.
Seems like he's off of me right now, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're just so relieved that he's not asking
no,
you to do it.
No, that's not the case at all. I said,
victim.
I'm down. I'm a total backup. I'm here anytime.
Oh, he's
anytime
a backup now.
Me. Yeah, totally.
Well, anyway, you're reviewing that on Thursday. Fate of the Furious fell out of the top 10 this week, but it just crossed the 1 billion mark overseas.
Amazing. Well deserved.
And Beauty and the Beast crossed the 500 million threshold here domestically. I don't know what that's done internationally. And let's see if there's anything else interesting here. King Arthur has made 34 million bucks in 3 weeks. Made another 4 million for 8th place. In the 7 o'clock trash, I'm going to try to get to the story about that you'll be interested in because your brother does this. They took Johnny Depp back to 18 years old during part of the Pirates movie, and it took a team of 12 a year to do it.
Yeah,
but that's what's happening now. You know, like forget you don't have to get a facelift; they'll do it for you in post.
They did that with Kurt Russell as well for Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Oh, they did?
They needed to make him really young.
Yeah.
And they can do it now.
He's Chris Pratt's father, and they needed to show a sequence of him hooking up with Chris Pratt's mom, and so, yeah.
Star-Lord.
And I think they also did it with Princess Leia at the end of that movie.
I think
which
so.
One? Not Rogue One. But
no, the... What yes, Rogue One.
Was it Rogue One?
It was, when they go to get the plans, and then they hand them off, our two hands off the plans, and
it's neat, I guess. I mean, if you can do it and you have the money is the other thing. Though.
Sure. I mean, a team of 12 for a year.
I remember he said something about the what was the Google movie called?
The Intern.
Oh, yeah. The one with Vince Vaughn.
That's the guy they said.
Oh, the intern.
They splurge to get his eyes. Yeah.
To get the Samsonite out from underneath.
Fixed.
Yeah. That's what they're doing now. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Twitter gets a guy.
Oh,
it's unbelievable. You people, get off. And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by Lucky. Oh, it's happening. It's our big kick. You know, this June, I think, is the 21st birthday for Alice, right? Didn't they start in June of 96?
I believe so. I'll have to ask Denise.
I think this
sure.
is like the official birthday party for this. Sonoma, we're doing it again. That's right. The Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn, the ultimate wine country destination. We are taking a bunch of listeners up there for a secret show, the birthday, 21st birthday secret show and pool party on June 28th. It's amazing. It's going to be so fun. So we're doing a regular broadcast from there, too, or just
right.
a secret show?
One secret show and one live broadcast.
So, and then people, you can win a stay. I think that anybody can come to the live broadcast, right?
Yes.
But the secret show you have to win your way into because that's the pool party.
Exactly.
All right, so be listening.
And then whoever wins these tickets gets entered to win a grand prize of a couple night stay.
Ooh.
21 and over, though, everyone.
So is this starting, this is today,
this
right?
Today, 9:05.
Okay, and then tomorrow we announce like the daily grand prize winner. Okay. Think I have it straight. I don't know. Right now at your local Lucky Stores, max packs of boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs and boneless pork loin chops are all just $1.88 a pound only at your local Lucky Store.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Start your summer fun today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/summerfun to get started. Do it for real.
Yeah, you'll love it.
Yep. I mean, you really will.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably one right near you, so. All right, here's what's happening. Manuel Antonio Noriega Moreno has died. Most of us just know him as Manuel Noriega. He was a Panamanian politician, dictator, military officer, and CIA employee.
Oh, CIA employee.
You didn't know that.
I didn't.
He worked closely with the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency for years. Mm. And in fact, they mention it in Narcos, that Netflix show about Escobar, as Escobar was this huge drug dealer. So was Noriega. And the CIA knew that. As they employed him, they were fully aware of his dealings, his drug dealings.
So what were they getting out of him?
Lots of information and positioning. They were using his, let me see if I've got it all. And they also were using him, for the war in, I visited there. Where did I go?
Nicaragua.
There.
Right.
Let me see if I can find it. Anyway, they used the position in Panama, and he was on the payroll for a long time before they finally went, we've had enough of you, and now we're going to arrest you for your drug dealings.
Right.
So he went to jail, or he was sentenced to 40 years and only served 17. He was released from prison in 07. And died in a hospital, we get word now.
In Panama?
Actually, he was released to France, but I believe he was back in Panama. Yeah, a hospital in Panama has confirmed that he died at the age of 83.
Mm. What a life. Were you saying that Narcos is now going to, focus on some other...
The next cartel.
Right. So is it only going to be set in Colombia?
No,
or is it gonna...
What we heard was the next season two of Narcos will be, or will that be season three? I think it'll be the first two seasons, I think, were Escobar.
Okay.
Which I plowed through them so fast, I don't even know how to differentiate between seasons. The next one is going to be of the cartel that sort of took over after Escobar, spoiler alert. Died. Darn it. Sorry. I didn't mean to ruin it for you. And then I think they're going to go to Mexico for the fourth season,
okay.
Which is another big... Lots of drugs.
Hmm. People love their drugs.
Anyway, Noriega was a major cocaine trafficker, something the U.S. intelligence handlers were aware of for years. But because of his usefulness for their covert military operations in Latin America, they looked the other way until he was less useful. And then, of course, he was arrested for 8 counts of drug trafficking, racketeering, and money laundering. Again, 40 years, served only part of that. There's that story. Twitter.
Trouble.
It gets the old people every time. It's only the old people, at least that I'm aware of, that seem to go out on that Twitter limb and find themselves all alone. And then it's like piranha. They can't figure out how their smart little quip has them in so much trouble.
That's funny. I just feel like it's equal opportunity. Anybody can get in trouble on Twitter. A corporation, your kid.
Well, a corporation, again, I feel like it's not, they don't have, young people, well, I don't think young people are on Twitter, to tell you the truth.
Isn't Twitter having some trouble?
Yeah. The Denver Post has fired one of their writers, Terry, I think you pronounce this Frey, after he tweeted that he was very uncomfortable with a Japanese driver winning the Indianapolis 500 during Memorial Day weekend. So... Takuma Sato won the Indy 500. I didn't watch one second of it. Did you?
I saw right before, or right after the crash occurred. That was horrible.
Oh, really?
Did the guy
die?
My God.
Any of this. Remember we were talking about the favorite? The Las Vegas favorite was Scott Dixon. He's the pole sitter. And so he got into an accident, and it just flipped over, and the car was basically split in half.
Yikes.
Horrible.
Did he live?
He lived, and there was another driver involved. I can't remember who it is now. Yeah, they both walked away. Thank God.
Apparently, the Japanese commentators went freaking bananas when Takuma, I just handed away the name, won.
Oh, they were excited.
Yeah, I guess they went,
yeah,
you know.
Good for him.
Well,
bananas.
Yeah, that's great. So, anyway, a huge backlash ensued after this guy said, nothing specifically personal, I'm just uncomfortable with a Japanese guy winning. Later, he went on a long rant about how his dad fought in World War II, and that's where maybe some of this had come from.
So he learned his prejudice from his dad and is now spewing it to the... That's wonderful. It is learned behavior.
He was fired from the Denver Post, though, as they said, no, we're not going to have you representing us in any way, shape, or form. So there's that. He did apologize. I'm sorry I made a mistake.
Yeah.
I understand. 72 years have passed since the end of World War II. Twitter.
Be careful.
It's not really
careful
Twitter. It's that guy's opinion, right. But it's just, it's something about that being able to just put it right out there.
Right.
And people are policing Twitter. They jumped on him immediately, and that was the end of it.
Did you see the story? They jumped on Ivanka for what she posted?
She said, happy Memorial Day, or make champagne popsicles for Memorial Day. And then the meme was like they would show the coffins of, you know, our fallen heroes. And it was, you know, Ivanka's advice, make champagne popsicles. Remember these guys with champagne popsicles.
Oh. Crunch.
I know. Well, listen, not everyone is spending their Memorial Day, you know, thinking about the reason that we get to have this country that we live in.
Yeah.
You know?
The reason we get to have Twitter.
The reason we can have Twitter, exactly.
YouTube.
It's so great.
It is excellent, you're right. It's also a problem for kids, and it can be a problem for anyone. This story is about a 13-year-old that went to rehab for compulsive YouTube viewing.
Oh.
And I can see how addictive behavior results from a lot of the technology that we have, where you just, whether it's just refreshing Instagram,
mm-hmm.
which seems to be that teenage thing. Let me see how many likes I have. And the other thing that I was surprised by is how many, as I listen to my buddy tell me about his daughter, she goes to other people's pages to see how many likes this girl got on her picture to compare that to how many likes she got for. There's a lot going on there that I would never have thought of. I post my picture and I get on with my day, and there's a lot of competition going on. It goes way deeper than any adult has the ability to probably understand.
When my niece was here, she was saying, I got 2 new followers on Instagram, and she was like making fun of me, and I know she's only 16, but I went, yeah. I go, do you want me to tell you how many I got? No. Well, I got like 25 yesterday. She's like, oh. Do you want to know how many I get every day? You want to know how many followers I have?
So you needed to crush her?
So you got into a competition. So you fell right into this trap, Yuza.
Well, you know, she just...
You didn't like the snark.
What?
I got 2 new followers. So what?
Let me squash you a little, kid.
That's funny.
The story says people are consuming massive amounts of YouTube right now to the tune of 1 billion hours of content every single day.
Oh, my God.
And
there's
that
just so much on there. And you just fall into a hole. It's so
great. It's becoming an addiction. And parents need to understand that that is what your kids are doing, compulsively watching YouTube videos.
It is their TV. Like, remember when my kid is watching 2 hours of TV a day. It's ridiculous. He comes right home and watches TV. Now it's like, I would love it if they would come out of their room and watch TV. But all their TV's on YouTube. They watch all these YouTube stars. Oh, well, my favorite person put up a thing.
The story I'm reading this from is about a straight-A student, a choir member, who just got sucked into YouTube and
couldn't pull off.
It became her drug. she would, they say here, she was watching videos to talk about, to find things to talk about with more popular kids. And then after hours and hours and day after day, it became what she did. So I guess that's just a warning to the parents out there. If your kid is, you may want to pull them off.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's happening after they shut their door to go to bed, too.
Because they've all got their devices. And you think they're sleeping, and all they have to do is turn the screen off when they hear the door click.
It's the... There's nothing like it. I was going to say, in the olden days, it was you'd put your radio on and be under your bed. And I hear those stories from people that...
I'd be up all night reading a book. What? I had a little flashlight. Times, they are changing. But, you know, you gotta try to keep up.
Well, with all the beauty that is YouTube, yes, there's a downside to it. And immature minds can easily be sucked into
stuff. They can find anything.
My little kid is only 3, and she zips around on YouTube. What she really does, the weirdest part is, she will say, "Can I see that picture that we took?" And what she really does is get right off the photos and get on YouTube. And she's 3. And you can't believe that she's even able to do it. But then...
she watching on YouTube these days?
Those surprise eggs.
Still?
Those aren't good videos. They're boring.
Yeah, they're boring.
Well, if you're 3, your threshold is really different.
Yeah. I guess the anticipation of finding out what's in... the egg.
How long do they make you wait till you get
to fast,
see what's in the
egg? But there's like 300.
There's a lot of eggs.
There's a lot of eggs.
But when one ends, there's another right there.
How many views do those suckers have?
I saw one that had I don't know, 40 million, 50 million.
Jesus. We got to come up with something like that.
It's a thing.
Let's just do that.
Just cranking. Yeah, let's just do that.
Put some stuff in some eggs.
Something. I mean, you know, we shouldn't steal their idea. Like, you know, we'll pull crap out of a hat or something.
Well, I want to say, I don't think these people, I don't know if they get permission or not, but they're actually using Trolls or Frozen. Mm. There's your hook.
Right.
And
that's interesting.
You know, I don't know if Disney's got people policing these things or if they just have washed their hands. Like, I can't. Who
can keep up with everything that's being ruined for us on YouTube? Oh, is that what they sound like? Can I see?
Yeah,
what they
you
look
know,
like?
Actually, I'm watching a Play-Doh one. It's unboxing surprise eggs, but it has 850 million views. That's the main thing I was looking at.
Yeah, there's a lot of... Every time I talk about it, too, people will say, yep, my kid with the surprise eggs.
Boy, she's like stuffing a syringe full of...
Of Play-Doh.
Full of Play-Doh.
There's the surprise eggs. That's an example.
Oh, so they're Brin's just
pulled
they're
one
Easter
up
eggs, and here's what's inside it.
You just crack them open, and then, oh, there's...
How many views on that one with the Matchbox car?
710 million.
710 million?
710 million.
Look, there's a pink toy that looks like a Christmas ornament.
Oh, that is bizarre.
Isn't it?
Boy, kids, they'll watch anything. That is crap. Oh, and the little Tweety bird comes out, or whatever the hell that thing is.
I know you're in your car going, I can't see that. You don't need to. It's so dumb that anyone would watch these, but it's a 3-year-old's brain. They're into it. It's the same thing that when I sit down to watch a show and she goes, Trolls, again, you just go, how can you do it? You can't. Oh, you know what we watched for the first time this weekend?
Here we go. What is it?
What?
The Incredibles.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen it?
Yes, 100 times. That's my favorite Pixar movie.
Your favorite
that
of all time?
It's my favorite. I love that. I've seen it 5 times.
How many Persians did The Incredibles get? Who, man?
5.
If Up is 5, I'd give it like 4¾.
Oh, Up is like my Up favorite. Better.
I think Up's the best.
Up is 5?
Yeah, Up is 5.
All right.
What do you give it?
I really liked it a lot.
Were the machine guns too much for your kid? People were freaking out over the machine guns.
Machine guns?
The very beginning when the robbery happens?
No, it was fine.
You sure about that?
Yeah, it was okay.
I had to learn to be more flexible.
Oh.
I love that.
That little flirty scene.
Well, it's their wedding day.
Well, you don't know that, though.
No, you don't.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Benny.
Aerosmith.
Oh.
Made more money in royalties off the video game Guitar Hero Aerosmith than they made from any of their actual albums.
Oh my God.
Becky.
Look at that. That is actually kind of horrifying.
It's not, though. I'm sure they
were
like...
But that is where my kid knows all the Aerosmith songs from.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Guitar Hero? It's huge at our house. Moan, a dream on, a dream on, dream until your dream comes true. It's a little early in the morning for that. Dream on! Oh, shoot.
What?
What?
The music's not going to be on the podcast.
Oh, so we just heard you.
Oh, go, Brittany, go.
No, I was just doing it.
Come on, bro.
The dun-dun sound from Law & Order was a combination of a half dozen different sound effects, including 500 Japanese men stomping their feet on a wood floor.
Oh.
Dun-dun. The Law & Order dun-dun. Come on.
Give me a second. Dun-dun.
That's not it.
Hold on.
But what has happened to you, Bryn? I go away for 2 days and you fall apart?
How often do I play that?
Oh, Bryn held the board. That's not it.
That's not it.
No, the jail cell.
Oh, the jail cell.
The jail cell.
Dun, dun.
Yeah, I never really watched that.
Dun, dun.
Okay.
It sounds like real jail cell to me.
I got it. Here it is.
That.
Oh, let's hear it again. No one say anything. No, do it again.
Do it again.
I didn't even realize that was two syllables.
Dun, dun.
Yeah.
It's a combination of a half dozen different sound effects, including 500 Japanese men stomping their feet on a wood floor.
Can't even hear them. I can't hear the stomping.
Turn it up.
I don't hear it. But I believe it, because I do not question the fast facts.
Thank you very much, Sarah. What's coming up in the trash?
I'm going to start with the Dewey of the day.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts. Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.